Welcome back to Revive Nations podcast. Revive Nations is a global ministry with one mission: to raise an army of Jesus lovers around the world. Prepare your heart to receive something fresh from the voice of God, Prophet Shaiju Matthew, and be revived, renewed, and restored.
Now, with great reverence to the presence of God that is here, please take your seats. I believe that it is time for the wealth of the wicked to come into the hands of the righteous. Gone are the days where the church will have to wait for projects. God is going to raise businessmen, businesswomen in the church that will come and plead with your pastor, please do not announce this project because I want to single-handedly sponsor the entire project. Let that person be you in Jesus' mighty name. It's happened. It's happened. So we want to believe God, that God will release that finance into your hands. I want you to tell the Lord, Lord, it has to be me. Not somebody else, it has to be me. The reason why you're not saying amen is because you don't have faith. We are kingdom people. Everything God gives is not for us, it is for Him. We are kingdom people. We are living in a king's domain. The church is not weak. Yeah? What did I say? The church is not? Oh, persecution. Are yaar, you allowed the persecution. There is a kingdom of force. John's head came in a plate. When the king saw that it pleased people, they said, let's take the head of who? Peter. But the church said, time out. Church said, what? He said, whoa, relax, bro. I know you took one guy. We thought he was so nice, so sweet, he died for Jesus. But Peter, we need him. Huh? He got a prophecy on his life. On this rock I shall build the church. But the guy didn't even start his ministry. Before that, his head is on a plate. They started praying for Peter. Why didn't they say, oh, it is the will of God, let him suffer? Why didn't they say, by Peter, we are so happy for you that you're going to suffer for Jesus. Please, when you meet Jesus, say hello to him from us. No. They said, it's not time. We will decide when we want to suffer. But now, it is not time to die. Now it is time to live and see his glory. The church is not weak. Do you know who your God is? Even if they wanted to kill Jesus, he need to give them permission. That's your Jesus. And that Jesus lives inside of you. And you are worried about what doctors said. Hey, no. Even cancer needs your permission. You didn't hear me. I said cancer needs your permission. Church is not weak. Who sold a weak church to you? The church today is not weak. We are a kingdom of power. We are the ones stopping Antichrist. Jesus didn't die to raise a weak church. In order to kill Jesus, they needed his permission. They needed him to allow them to first see. Because you see, when they came and they said, we're looking for Jesus, you know what Jesus said? He turned to them and said, it is I. Do you know what happened? That was his business card. जैसे आप यीशु मसीह है क्या? हाँ, द मोमेंट ही सेड हाँ, द बाइबल सेज दे वर थ्रोन अवे. Because you see, they were searching for Jesus, but they did not have a revelation of Jesus. A revelation has to be given to you from God. So they were seeking Jesus, but they did not have the capacity to see him until he revealed himself to them. He said, "Yes, it is I." When the revelation hit them, they could not stand before him anymore. My goodness. They needed his permission to even capture him. They cannot capture you without the permission. I'm hearing in the spirit. There is a verse in the book of Job. It says, to the proud waves he speaks, up to here you may come. God keeps a boundary. Hitherto you may come, but no more. One more time. Hitherto you may come, but no more. God is looking at the church and saying, you are not weak. The church needs to renew their mind. They could not kill Jesus even after crucifying him on the cross. On the cross, with nails. Why was Jesus on the cross with nails? Because of the command, hitherto you may come. Hitherto you may come. There is a command. Child of God, there is a command over your spirit. Some of the things that you're facing right now, don't worry. There is a command over those waves. You need to look at the waves and laugh. Because the Bible says, he that sits on the throne, he laughs.
Yes.
Somebody laughed.
Yeah.
You need to look at the waves and laugh. Array, what can you do? Even your wave has an expiry date on it. The church is not weak. I said the church is not weak.
Job 38 and verse 11.
Uh-huh.
And said, thus far shall you come and no farther.
Thus far you shall come.
And no farther.
And not no further. I don't know if you can hear God tonight. If you can hear God, you respond with God. I'm prophesying to every single person listening to my voice. Whether you are in this building or watching, wherever you're watching from, God is speaking this verse over you. One more time, man of God.
Thus far shall you come and no farther.
Uh-huh.
And here shall your proud waves be stayed.
Oof. And here, inge, illi, either. Even where I come, you proud waves can come up to here, but you proud waves here, you have to stop in the name of Jesus. The church is rising with power. Receive this word into your spirit. The Jesus in you, not the Jesus on the right hand side of the Father, but the Jesus in you can be weakened by the sermon you hear. The church is not weak. This Jesus that you serve, they put him on the cross only because he allowed that wave to do that. It was by permission that he had to die on the cross. So God allowed it. The nails that went into his hand needed permission to penetrate. You're telling me that it could penetrate his hands? If he didn't allow, the iron that they used to make the nails is looking at the master. You think the master cannot tell the iron, oh, I'm just changing your structure. I made you, but now you shall become like wax. So they'll try to nail him with what? The iron that went into his hand needed his permission to remain as an iron. Are you getting what I'm saying? The horses and chariots that are pursuing you right now, they need the permission of God to pursue. Child of God, are you listening to me? Even the enemy that is pursuing you right now needs permission to pursue you. The devil that is pursuing you right now needs permission. So God is saying, oh, you proud waves, hitherto you may come. Shalo. Let's have some fun. Hitherto. That hitherto you may come is you may reach the Red Sea. But the door that I've opened, it may look like it is for you, but it's not for you. The door that I've opened is for the people of God to escape. If you enter that door that is not your door, the door that saved somebody is the door that will bury you. Because the church is not weak. I said the church is not weak. Hitherto you may come. God has kept a boundary. He has kept a boundary. He has kept a boundary. While he stays on the cross, they try to see, let's see how to kill him. But yet Jesus need to commit his spirit to the Father. Sit down. He had to what? Commit his spirit to the Father. He had to say, Father, I commit my spirit into your hands. They cannot kill you until you allow them to. Please, hear me and hear me well. What I'm telling you, I'm taking you to from the scripture. And it was only then Jesus died. When he said, okay, I'm ready to die now. I commit my spirit. Then he died. Do you know who you are? You and I, we are the body of Christ. You can't die. Child of God, you can't die when the doctor says. Did you hear me? I said you can't die when the doctor says. You can't die because your cousin doesn't believe in you. You can't die because your friends don't like you. You can't die because your enemies are pursuing after you. You will die when you decide to die. You are the body of Christ. You are the body of Christ. You need to tell the devil, not on my watch. You need to tell the devil, not unless I say. Repeat after me, unless I say. The enemy will always try to persecute the church. Always. There are dimensions that are available to us that if we are able to access it, we will have such power on earth than we have believed ourselves to have. There is a glorification of suffering where we have laid ourselves down and allowed people to step over us. Now, the elements that are working against, now they know Christians are weak. Christians are weak because their God said, you get slapped here, you show thee. Yeah, they're weak. But there is a place where you say, you can slap me. But you proud waves, this is the line. You can slap me, no problem. But there is a line where I'm drawing. don't forget that the lamp of God is also the So that means you have to ask the question, when is he a lamb? And when is he a lion? That means he chooses for you to allow him to persecute him. It is a choice. Yesterday somebody was asking me about this. He said, when is it a betrayal? Huh? Judas betrayed Christ. Judas betrayed Christ. This is written from our perspective. But if you ask Jesus, do you think he's like, my disciple, he betrayed me? You think Jesus didn't know he was going to betray? When Jesus saw this guy, he already knew the spirit of betrayal is on him. He can sense that this is the one that is going to cross him. Not just sense, know that this is the one that is going to. But Jesus was not afraid of betrayal. So he said, come. Chelo, come. I'm going to anoint you and I'm going to make you an apostle. You know, it's going to be very difficult for you to locate me if you're not part of my team. So I'm going to make you my team member. And then I see that you really like money. So I'm making you my treasurer. Yeah. And you're telling me that Jesus feel betrayed by him. No, Jesus knew he's going to betray him. Are you understanding? It's a betrayal when you didn't expect it. When you thought your committee member loves you. And you thought they are so loyal. He doesn't know the spelling of loyal. That is why the Bible says he knew what was in man. So when they came and praised Jesus, Jesus didn't care about his praise because he knows Friday they'll praise me and Sunday they'll shout crucify. So Jesus ignored them because he knew what was in men. You cannot surprise Jesus. Are you following what I'm saying? It is only betrayal when you're surprised. You're hurt because you had an expectation. You thought they are going to be nice to you. And they were not nice. And now you are hurt. But what happens when you know they're going to betray you? And you said, come, sit down. Sit down, sit next to me. No, don't go that far. Come sit next to me. And you give them the chair. Then when they stab you, it is not betrayal. Because you have decided, you proud waves, hitherto you may come. You're not a victim. You're a victor. My sister, why are you shocked by your husband? Huh? Why are you hurt by your friends? Why are you heartbroken because of your family member? Why? Because you put an expectation. You thought, oh, they love me so much. You sure? I think they just love your shoes. I think they love your job more than they love you. You put an expectation in them. And therefore, now you're heartbroken. You're disappointed. But you need to know something. Even the worst enemy that was your best friend, that waves has an expiry date. You cannot come down because of a friend. You shall not fall because of somebody that was in your life that hurt you. Child of God, you're not finished. David's will always rise. Your soul is not a limitation. Did you hear what I'm saying? A soul, a king soul in your life is not a limitation to the grace of God that is on your life. if you don't realize this, you will lie down and you will get ready to die. I bring a prophetic word to you. There is an element that happens in the realms of the spirit that you need to be aware of. When a giant falls in the realms, that giant has to be replaced. And how he is replaced is whoever kills him takes his place. So David, you may be small in stature, but the moment you kill Goliath, his sword now becomes your sword. So they take the sword of Goliath and they come and give it to David. The David is carrying this sword. It's so heavy for him because it was made for a giant, but he's so short in stature physically. But they know spiritually he's qualified to hold that sword. Child of God, whatever tried to kill you, you're taking its place in Jesus' name. You need to be very happy if a principality is fighting you. Some of you are sad. You're like, oh, you know why you have to be sad if a little devil is fighting you. I know who, I wish you were listening to me. I said, do you know who you are? So if the principality is fighting you, let him fight. Let him fight. Because soon you will be becoming the principality. You have to thank the Lord for the principality that is fighting you. Oh, he who sits in heaven laughs. Ha 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 ha. I sit in heaven, so I laugh. Your time for crying is over. My sister, you were crying not because the problem was real. You were crying because the problem was real in your head. And tonight I am sent by the Lord to expose that. If the principality is fighting, you need to give a bigger offering. Because now you know, soon, by the end of this fight, there can be only one standing. Did you hear that? There can be only one standing. And you will be the one found standing. Those that kneel before the Lord cannot fall before the sons of men. I said, you will be the one found standing.
Hello, hello, greetings from Canada. We are so glad that you could join us on this program. I hope that the word you just heard right now has blessed and transformed your life. As you heard this word, I know that this word will continue to challenge you and provoke you to grow closer to Him, to push through every obstacles that is stopping you, and you shall overcome and have victory in Jesus' name. Write to us and let us know where you're watching from. And if you want to listen to the full sermon, download the Shaiju Matthew app, which is available both on iOS and Android. Until we meet again, God bless you all and shalom.
Distance is not a barrier to God. RevivNations.tv is now open to live participation to our services.